As 2011 starts off, the unemployment rate was reported at 9.0%, but the economy only created a total of 36,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on January 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate of 9% last month. However, the January unemployment rate was calculated using new population estimates, and earlier data have not been revised, so comparisons to earlier time periods would be misleading and therefore will not be made. We'll just detail the employment experience of the population. That 9.0% unemployment rate is the result of a civilian labor force of 153.2 million, with 139.3 million of them employed and almost 13.9 million unemployed. There were 85.5 million people not in the labor force. About the only tentative conclusion that can be made is that the unemployment rate may have been overestimated in the past, so things may not have been as bad as previously reported. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by only 36,000 new jobs in January, after growing by 121,000 in December and 93,000 in November. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector grew by 18,000 in January, with a major boost coming from the manufacturing sector. Manufacturers added 49,000 jobs last month, with all of the growth courtesy of the durable goods manufacturers, since employment at non-durable goods manufacturers was down by 13,000. One of the major winners was the motor vehicles and parts sector that revved its job engine with 20,400 new jobs last month. The construction sector contracted by 32,000 jobs in January across most, but not all, subsectors. Mining and logging added 1,000 new jobs in January. The pace of job creation in the private service providing sector slowed in January, with the addition of only 32,000 jobs last month after adding 146,000 in December and 120,000 in November. The retail trade sector added 27,500 more jobs, with clothing and clothing accessory stores dressed to the nines with 14,600 new jobs. The professional and business services sector was up only 31,000 in January after rising by 54,000 in December and 85,000 in November. Computer systems design and related services added 86,000 jobs last month after adding 5,800 in December. Management and technical consulting services brought in 3,600 new jobs last month on top of the 7,100 it added in December. Developments in the education and health services sector were mixed. It continued to add jobs, but must have been feeling faint since it added a total of only 13,000 new jobs last month. The very seasonal educational services was essentially flat with an incremental decline of 100 jobs. The healthcare and social assistance component added 12,900 new jobs in all major subsectors, with home healthcare services adding 4,300 jobs in January after bringing 1,800 on board in December. The party apparently was over at the leisure and hospitality sector and sent a total of 3,000 jobs out the back door. The total number of government jobs was down by 14,000. The federal government contracted by a mere 2,000 jobs. State governments were reduced by the same amount. So, once again, it was up to local governments to make the hard decisions as they eliminated 10,000 jobs. Gross domestic product, or known as GDP, has pegged the economy of growing at 3.2% in the last quarter of 2010, and 2010's GDP was 2.9%, which is considerably better than the decline of 2.9% in 2009. That's not a bad performance, but not a great one either. Just last week, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said, "It's not a boom, it's not an expansion that's going to offer a rapid decline in unemployment. With a gain of only 36,000 jobs last month, we tend to agree with him. But we've said it before and we'll say it again, the economy that emerges from the ashes of the Great Recession will be quite different. Attempts to turn back the clock and reinstate lost jobs have been largely ineffective. Most of the job losses are the result of dislocations, a clinical term that means simply that the unemployed workers lack the skills that employers are now seeking. We're hearing that plenty of jobs are remaining unfilled because the candidates aren't the right candidates. But is that really much different than the early 1990s when the recession displaced many workers and re-education and retraining were the hot topics? Not really. What is old is new again. Apparently, another more powerful salvo is being fired in what McKinsey & Company labeled in the late 1990s as the war for talent. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.